The Westlake landfill in North County has been a literal and figurative environmental irritant in adjacent neighborhoods for several years now. Residents fear a smoldering underground chemical burn inching toward radioactive waste poses a health threat. Many believe there have already been health consequences. Now, a new concern that just worrying about it all poses a new risk. St. Louis Public Radio environmental reporter Eli Chen joins us to explain. Eli, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
What is this latest concern?
Yeah, so chronic stress is a very common issue near toxic waste sites, not just, you know, the Westlake landfill. And just to give a little bit of context here for those who are not familiar with the landfill, the concerns that people have in the community is that one of the main concerns is that the underground smoldering fire at the Bridgeton landfill could meet the radioactive waste that was illegally dumped at the Westlake landfill. And the most recent estimate is that the two are 600 feet apart. And you know, the EPA is still trying to figure out, you know, what they're going to do with this waste. And they were supposed to give a decision at the end of December, but that deadline has since been moved to an unknown date. And the EPA has also recently started to do some off-site testing on residential properties. And that's because back in November, there was a couple in Spanish Village, and that's a subdivision that's very close to the site. There was a couple that sued the landfill owner because they had their property tested by environmental attorneys who said that And they said there was contamination found, you know, on their property. So the EPA is now, you know, trying to confirm those results.
What kind of contamination are we talking about? Is it an airborne contamination? Are people worried about what they're breathing, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so this is a very complicated site. People are very concerned about, you know, breathing in. For example, thorium dust is something that comes up a lot in conversations between, you know, regulators and residents. And, you know, I think for the most part, people are also just plain concerned about just being near this site, you know, because of what it contains.
So this concern is what is mild word, I guess, because that's what's causing the stress that people are undergoing.
Right. And it's been going on for some time. You know, it's different for depending on what, you know, who you're talking to. Some residents have been aware of the issue for a few years. The mothers who run the Just Moms STL group, they've been aware of the issue for more than 4 years. So, and that's a long time to be worried about something that's near your home and might be affecting your children.
How does it present itself, the stress, the anxiety?
Yeah, so chronic stress can manifest itself physically in many different ways. Headaches, you know, stomach pains are among some of the more mild symptoms. And then there's also research that connects chronic stress to more serious conditions that could develop over time, like heart disease. And, you know, there's also research that says that chronic stress can, you know, change the way genes are expressed in your immune cells. So there's a, you know, possibility that chronic stress could be affecting people's immune systems.
Much more than people just losing sleep over this, obviously.
Right, yeah. And, you know, and that's pretty serious if you're, you know, you are losing sleep over it, because that is, you know, we need to sleep, you know.
It's a whole other story right there.
Yeah.
You had mentioned earlier off the air that one woman even complained that she suffered an episode of lockjaw she thought was attributed to this.
Right. So that was one of the mothers, Don Chapman, who I spoke to. She was talking about coming back from Jefferson City, where she was trying to defend this buyout bill that's currently in discussions. And basically, the thing is that she was telling me about how it's one thing to drive down to Jefferson City to, you know, to advocate for their cause, but it's another thing to come back after you've heard other people testify and really express their sadness and anxiety over this issue. And I guess she got so, you know, worked up that, yeah, she experienced lockjaw.
What are some of the other illnesses? I mean, we're talking now about a mental process here when we're talking about stress and anxiety. What about other health issues?
Other health issues. So are you referring to some of the
– Well, in one of your stories, your most recent story, which is posted today, I guess, you talked about a young man, a child who is actually bald, and they attribute that to this environment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So let me explain that one. So I also spoke to a woman named Megan Beckerman. She's a mother of two kids. One of them is in high school. The other one is in first grade, I believe. And basically, the younger son suffers from something called alopecia universalis, and basically that what it means is he lost all the hair all over his body, not just around his head, but also inside of his nose, his eyelashes as well. And what's complicated about her situation is that she also used to live near Coldwater Creek, where there's been radioactive waste found as well. So That's what makes it very complicated. But basically, she really perceives the health issue with her son as being associated with this waste, because what she told me is that she did some research to understand why this could have happened to her son, and she had read that doctors believe it's triggered by environmental toxins, and it's really the perception here that matters. And after the couple in Spanish Village had their home tested by these environmental attorneys, she had also requested that they test her property as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
we don't know the results yet. I called her recently to ask if she'd gotten the test results yet. And she told me no, it's driving her crazy.
And you have a clip, I think, do you not, of the health issue?
It's a clip of her talking about her two sons, and her worry that if the tests come back and show that there's concerning contamination at her house, that she may have to move. So yeah.
He's with a good crowd right now, getting great grades. He's a good kid. If I uproot him and take him somewhere far away, and what kind of new friends would he make? Would he get caught up in the wrong crowd? With my younger son, we finally have it to where, we've educated everybody on the issue in his school, so none of the kids ask questions anymore. They all know. They know what it is. Mm-hmm. They were curious before. Last year to kindergarten, he wore a hat every day. This year, he doesn't wear hats to school. They let him wear it in school, just if it makes him feel better. But he does not do that this year. We'd start over if we move, all over again.
Eli, one of the important parts of this story, I think, is the fact that there's a lot of conjecture here. People are suspicious of some of the things they're seeing and feeling, but there's no proof yet, is there, that any of this is the result of what's going on underground?
Right. Health studies there's yet to really be anything really comprehensive about how this landfill is affecting the health of residents, or even on a larger level, how low levels of radiation can affect people's health over time. And it's, it's really hard, but I think the thing is that this is really a story about, what people are experiencing at the present moment. And, they can't wait for science. They have lives to live and they have children to raise.
Yeah. The communication with authorities, we only have about 30 seconds left. Are they satisfied with the pace at which they're sharing information with the EPA and with the Department of Natural Resources and even St. Louis County health officials?
Yeah. Sorry. Could you repeat that again?
Are they satisfied with the communication they're getting from EPA and others in terms of satisfactory answers to their questions? We only have 20 seconds.
No. I go to these meetings that the EPA holds with community members, and they're definitely not satisfied with answers. But they keep going to these meetings to put pressure on these officials.
Well, I know you're staying on top of it, Eli Chen. Thank you so much for being with us, bringing us up to speed. Your story is on our website at stlpublicradio.org. That's it for us for today. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Don Marsh.